Great. So we're going to read from Psalm 24, which I think is on page 555 in your Bibles. Of David, a psalm. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Saviour. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. Lift up your hands, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory.
The children and young people want to join me at the front and bring their blue tickets, that would be absolutely terrific. If they're a preschooler, then a grown-up would be great to come as well. But if they're at school, I'm sure we'll cope fine. Brilliant. Hand them over and have a seat. Great. If you haven't got one of these, please don't worry, but do come. Great. One from Hugh. Great. Great. Grown-ups, don't feel you're missing out. All you need for admittance is the red Bible you were handed as you came in. So do have a look and keep page 555 open. Great. Wow, this is good. Well, it's great. Brilliant. Thank you so much. Thank you. And then, now, have a seat where you are. Not on the stage, if that's all right. Have a sit down. As sensibly as if you're at school tomorrow morning, whenever it is. There we go. Look at this. Wow. Have I printed enough? Fantastic. Have a seat. Have a seat. Brilliant to see you all here. Thank you very much indeed. Absolutely loads. Fantastic. It is great to see you here. It's been a while, hasn't it, guys? Bunch up a little bit. Bunch up a little bit. Squish in at the sides. I need to squish in a bit. That's it. So I can see you all. Brilliant. It's been a while, hasn't it? It's been lovely. Not too much, fellas. Okay, I shouldn't have done that. Just calm down, down the front here, the excitement. It's been a while, and it is lovely to see you all here. And we're finishing off our summer, given lots of you have been away, and it's lovely to gather back again, thinking about the words we've just heard from Lucy in Psalm 24. Where is it, Psalm 24. Great, guys, we're going to do some wakey-wakey. Okay, Psalm 24, okay? Because if you needed one of these to come down here and be with me, Psalm 24 in the Bible was teaching us that to get to be with God, we need King Jesus. Okay? If it's one of these to be with me, to be with God, we need King Jesus. It's brilliant news. We're going to hear about it. Let's just talk to God now and ask for his help. So if we just shut our eyes and we're going to pray together, and see what he has to say in his word. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much that you want us to be with you. And we pray now that as you teach us in your word how that's even possible, you would help calm our minds and hearts to really listen and understand across all the ages that we would rejoice in the reality of King Jesus who brings us to you. And we pray in his name. Amen. Guys, brilliantly. Well, parents, again, page 555, please keep it open, or if you're following on your phone, it's Psalm 24, whatever it might be. And we've just heard verses 1 and 2 be read to us, and they tell us that the whole world, everyone, and everything is God's. You know why? Because he made it, and he made us. It's absolutely amazing. 555, exactly that, page 555, and it tells all those things. That's why we just sung, "Behold our God, seated on his throne," because he is amazing. He's super special. And then the psalm gives us a quiz. It asks a question. Should we do a little bit less with our mouths and a bit more with our ears down there? Brilliant. It asks a brilliant question. It says this, "Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord and stand in his holy place?" Too many posh words. What it says, what it means is this. Here's the question. Who gets to spend time with God? Who gets to spend time with God? That is a really good question, grown-ups. That is life's most important question. Maybe you haven't asked it before. Who gets to spend time with God? Or if that's something you have asked before, how can I be utterly confident I will be with him forever? It's the most important question we'll ever ask. Now, here's the wonderful thing. Who likes quizzes at school? Do you do quizzes at school? Brilliant, brilliant. Not even at school, and you still love them. It's fantastic. The best thing about a quiz is when you're actually already told the answer. Those are like the absolute dreamy quizzes. So, question is, who gets to spend time with God? The answer, verse 4, the one who has, and we want it to say, a ticket. That would be great, wouldn't it? Does it say the one who has a ticket? No, the survey says, not a ticket. Who gets to spend time with God? It says, the one who has clean hands and a pure heart. Clean hands and hands down. Well, I'll see them in a minute, though. And a pure heart. So, some of you had your hands up. Can you show me your hands, please? Show me your hands. As far as I can see, looking lovely and clean. Won't look too closely, but I'm sure they've been washed sometime in the last week. Clean hands. They look clean to me. Now, hands down a sec, hands down. Don't we know, don't we? Our hands can do all sorts of good, can't they? Have you ever done something really kind with your hands? I'm going to assume yes. I think you've probably done lots of kind things with your hands. You've held hands with someone across the road. Maybe you've looked after someone who's smaller than you. Our hands can help, and they can hug, and they can do all sorts of good. But hands up if you've ever hit or harmed with your hands. Don't be afraid. You don't have to say too much. I mean, okay, but we all know, don't we? Our hands can hit and harm, mine too. So who can spend time with God? It says people with perfectly clean hands, and our hands sometimes let us down. We know our hands aren't always clean. Grown-ups, we don't need to know that too closely, do we? Whether we're thinking poetically, metaphorically, biblically here, don't we know sometimes that Lady Macbeth feeling as we look at our hands and we can see what others can't? Capable of great good, but don't we know too well? Just also capable of great harm. Great harm. Our hands let us down. Things we just can't wash off ourselves. Our hands alone aren't clean enough for God. What about our hearts? Guys, back to you. Can our hearts sometimes feel all sorts of love and kindness and do all sorts of lovely things? Yes, thank you so much. They can, can't they? Wonderful. But have you ever felt really, really angry or jealous in your heart and been so cross? I have. Yeah, I have. Yeah, another grown-up. We have. We know that, don't we, too well. And again, grown-ups, we know our hearts are capable of great good, feeling great love, great concern and compassion. And yet the Bible says we're to love God with all of our hearts. And if you're anything like me, you'll know that your heart will also surrender to love pleasure and popularity and power and prestige more. It'll let us down. We can't love God with all our hearts, no matter how hard we try. So our hands aren't clean enough. Our hearts aren't pure enough. That's why we've already said sorry to God this morning. So think of it a bit like this. Johnny helped us think about God being on a throne. We sung about it. Imagine God sat on his throne. There's one chair. Ugh. For those wondering, these are given to churches. Should a bishop ever come by? Look at that. Would you believe it? A bishop's throne. We're going to use ours for God. There we go. So imagine God's on his throne, and we've been thinking, who gets to sit next to God? Who gets to, well, someone shouts, me. That's pretty confident. I like that. Okay. Imagine, think of it as T-shirt, right? We've heard that God is perfectly holy, posh word for pure, amazing. But we said our hands and our hearts let us down. Sometimes they do some of the things that sort of muck us up. So there's bits here about being a bit unkind and toy snatching and being a bit nasty and selfish. There's a few more grown-up things on here as well. So we all know what it is. It's what the Bible calls sin, exactly. So hang on a minute. If that's what God's like, and we're saying, who gets to be with God? Do they look like they should be together? No, that does not look like a happy sight, does it? Those aren't two things we want together. If God's on that throne, perfectly clear, who gets to be with God? How on earth do we? Spoiler alert, you're absolutely right, but we'll come to it in a moment. Let's build the suspense. Who gets to be with God? Wait, little less of this and a bit more of this. We're going to sing in a minute. And grown-ups, please look down whilst I've got your attention to verse 5. Because that's the great hope. There's a little hint there. We're not going to go there now for the children. We're wondering, how do we achieve the white T-shirt? Verse 5 gives great hint. It's not to be achieved. It's only received. It is received. There is a God who saves. And King David knows putting it poetically in this song. It's not to be achieved, it's to be received. It's why I had an amazing conversation with a Muslim Uber driver who told me he was spending the rest of his life doing everything he could to appease Allah, because he was terrified that his t-shirt was too dirty. I said, I've got brilliant news for you. I spoke as fast as I could before he dropped me off where I was going. You can't achieve it, but I can tell you someone who offers for you to receive it. Only King Jesus brings us to God. Only King Jesus brings us to God. We're going to think a bit more about that. But for now, we're going to stand up, and Johnny's going to tell us about a song we're going to sing as the band come up to shake out some fidgets before we think a bit more.
Who's the king of the jungle?
You've got it. Who's the king?
Who's the king of the jungle?
Everyone stand up. We're going to be thinking about the king. We've been thinking about King Jesus there at the end. And so we're going to sing Who's the King of the Jungle? And Bex is our actions maestro. So watch Bex, sing along. Everyone, do your actions.
Who's the king of the jungle? The king of the sea, who's the king of the universe, and who's the king of me? I'll tell you, J-E-S-U-S. Yes, he's the king of me. He's the king of the universe, the jungle and the sea. Who's the king of the jungle?
Please do sit down, everybody, grown-ups and children. I saw some adults loving those actions. Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. Have a seat, because I want to ask you another little question. Anybody love playing Guess Who? Yeah, isn't it brilliant? Maybe you played it over the summer on long car journeys. We love this one. Absolutely hilarious. We have a few family jokes as we go through some of the characters asking the funny questions. We love a bit of Guess Who, don't we? I'm glad you like playing Guess Who, because in the Psalm 24, there's a bit more of Guess Who. Helps us think about Guess Who, because there's a problem, isn't there? We've seen. God's like this. He's perfect. We're like this. We're grotty. We need something to happen to get us to God. And so the psalm, if you notice growing up, starts to sing a kind of a game of Guess Who. There's this great big announcement, open the gates of glory. And then in verse 8, we're told, who is the king? They're told, open the gates for the king to come in. They say, who is the king? It's like Guess Who. Now, this psalm, guys, look at me. This psalm was written by King David. So maybe you expect him to say, open the gates and let me in. And you know what? He doesn't. He says the king is the Lord, strong. He do strong? Mighty. Often that's the other arm for some reason. And they say again, but who is the king? Guess who? I can't. Who is the king? I'm putting them down. Who's strong enough? Who's mighty enough? Is it Philippe? Is it Michael? Is it Maria? He says, no, it is the king who's strong and mighty. It is the Lord, grown-ups, you'll see the way it's written. The Lord God, because only the Lord is strong enough and mighty enough and clean enough and pure enough to battle our sin and save us. Here's the amazing thing, guys. When Jesus died on the cross, he loves us so much, he did this. He covered our grotty t-shirts and gave us his. Do these look much better together now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the only way sinners like me and you can be with God is when King Jesus goes in and gives us his shirt. He washes away our sin. He saves us. Guys, all we need to remember this morning from Psalm 24 is that only King Jesus brings us to God. Can you say it with me? Only King Jesus brings us to God. And when we trust him to do that, that's exactly what he promises. Just as we close, the very best place to ever be is with him. It is wonderful. Johnny gave us a snapshot of that's where we're going in heaven. Will our hands and hearts get us there by themselves? No. But King Jesus offers the cleanest to battle our sin and deal with it. We don't need a ticket. We just need King Jesus. Grown-ups, just as we finish, maybe you're not yet sure this morning whether King Jesus can qualify you and get you there. Maybe you've got much bigger questions, broader questions. That's absolutely fine and understandable. I used to have them too. Maybe, though, you do think, hang on a minute, I think I do achieve enough. The gates will open for me on balance. Well, in its encouragements of Psalm 24, there is a warning that says, no, they won't. Twice repeated, they open for God's King. And he alone takes us there to stand as saved sinners with God. If you want to know more about that, how to explore that sort of thinking more, please chat with me, Johnny, over coffee afterwards. We'd love to do that. Others here, will perhaps know the Apostle Peter's promise. Christ died once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. Christ died once for all to do that. But maybe it's losing its sheen a bit as years have gone on being a Christian. Maybe you're starting to worry, am I beginning to undo the rescue? Am I really secure? Maybe as life goes on, you're seeing more of your sin, if you're anything like me, more shame, and therefore you're losing confidence. Psalm 24 says, no, those gates are open for King Jesus, and he takes you in by faith. Psalm 24 says, worry less and thank him more. The more the sin he lets you see, thank him more. He wants you utterly sure that only King Jesus brings you to God. It is wonderful news, and it's in him we place our confidence.